have come through your good self. Paige is on the line to us, now a full-time telesales advisor at Ipswich 24 magazine. Good morning, Paige.
Good morning, Mark.
Hi, thanks for joining us on the show. What made you want to go through an apprenticeship?
Well, for sales, it's a lot easier to have the practical experience on the job rather than just the kind of textbook knowledge. So it was kind of a combination of having the ability to learn on the job and get paid.
Yeah, and so you're in the world of work and learning at the same time.
Yes.
Yeah, and so you've finished your apprenticeship now, have you?
Yeah, I finished this last month, sorry.
Right, and how long was it, the course?
It was about 12 months.
12 months. And so did you have training on site then, or did you have to go away for your training?
All my training was done on site by Wendy and Mark.
Yeah. And they're the bosses of the people that you work. They're the bosses of the company you work for.
Yeah, they're the bosses of Ipswich 24.
Yeah. So Steve, do you keep an eye on the apprentice to make sure that everything is happening as it should?
Absolutely. That's all part and parcel of how we are monitored to make sure that goes on, so that every step of the way, both with the employer and the apprentice, there are standards that have to be met in terms of the training and assessments. And that is overseen itself by Ofsted. And as a grade two Ofsted, we're obviously one of the higher grades with Ofsted as well. So it's something that is keen to our hearts here, that makes sure that people get the quality, which is one of the reasons that Paige has done so well with apprenticeship, and why the company, as her company, has also done so well with awards and stuff on the apprenticeship side as well.
Paige, you glad you did it?
Definitely, it was a very good choice.
Yeah, and what would you say to others who are considering making a choice at 16 as to what to do?
Apprenticeship is definitely a very good option, because it's a very good way to introduce yourself into a workplace environment.
Brilliant. Thank you very much for joining us. One of your colleagues is on the line. Chloe's there as well. Hello, Chloe.
Hello.
Hi. You're still going through yours at the moment?
Yeah, I'm only four months in.
Yeah. Are you enjoying it?
Yeah, it's very good. Thank you.
What made you want to go down the route of an apprentice then?
Well, I like learning, but I never liked high school, college, and it's a great way to earn while you learn. So
this is a chance for you to get out into the big wide world.
Yeah.
Did it help you grow up, do you think, going actually into a workplace like that full time?
Yeah, I've really come out of my shell, because I used to be quite nervous about everything, but now it's kind of,
giving you a bit more confidence.
Yeah, a lot more confidence.
Which you'll need in sales, of course, won't you?
Yeah, definitely.
Close all those deals.
Definitely.
So good luck with the rest of the course, and I hope it goes well for you. And Steve, just before we say cheerio to you, 16 is quite a crucial time now in someone's life, isn't it?
It is, and actually I would like to throw a thing in here. Apprenticeships for young people is an exceptionally good way for them to get a career, a long-term career. But we mustn't also forget that apprenticeships are available for people from 16 to 64 years old, and not just for people that are new into a job, but to help upskill people who are in existing jobs. There are lots of people nowadays that little bit older who have been doing a job for a while, who are perhaps moving on within their company, or the nature of the trade has changed. I mean, IT's a prime one of this, where we do lots of the professional end of IT training for people who need upskilling to the next level, because the whole of the world is evolving, and apprenticeships is a good way for those people as well.
Okay, well, we may see some announcements this afternoon in the budget, you never know. Steve, thank you very much indeed. Steve Favell from WS Training on the joys of apprenticeships in what is Apprentice Week this week.